World's fastest Indian.
I remember you weren't that impressed by the New Zealand accent.
And my mum called me the next day and said, I'll have you know, Edward, that I have friends from Invercargill, and they said it was spot on. So, you know, it's okay that you've got a radio show, but they don't. So, you know, if you wouldn't mind quoting, you know, Jane and David and just setting the record straight, because I think it's unfair.
And we said, no, look, you know, if you want to get the accents right, this is how the movie should have gone.
He only ever wanted one thing, to be the fastest, and there's only one place in the world where you can prove it. Indianapolis, USA.
G'day, I'm from New Zealand. Is this Indianapolis?
One man against the odds.
Who the hell are you?
My name's Tim from Invercargill, and I've driven this Indian motorcycle at a terrific lick from the back paddock to the Big Griffin's Biscuits billboard in just 56 clicks, and after several thrills and spills, I'm fresh off the ship and committed to ripping the Indianapolis statistics to bits with my grip, spirit, skull, and most significantly, my vehicular quickness.
You're gonna break the world land speed record on that?
It's a given.
The odds were against him.
What's this you're using to attach the sidecar?
It's a kitchen hinge.
And why a sidecar for a land speed record attempt?
That's for my consistently unflappable sidekick, Phil. Hello, Tim. Hello, Phil. He's the wind beneath my wings.
Two men against the odds.
I'm unwilling to piss on your procession, Tim, but every inhabitant of Invercargill is convinced you'll be killed if your Indian motorcycle outdistances 56 clicks. Is this your opinion, Phil? My position's contradictory. I think you can win. And one bug. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Tom. You're a brick of considerable distinction.
But the odds were against them.
Do you know how fast you were going back there?
56 clicks. Now stick that in, your bivouac pig.
What?
You heard him, Lickspittle. And after significant tinkering, this Indian's going lickety-split into Indianapolis quickness history. Suck on that, dick licker. Let her rip, Tom. Consider it ripped, Phil.
But against all odds, would they be able to beat the odds?
We've outstripped 56 clicks, Tim. I've never witnessed such blistering rapidity. Pretty magnificent for two hicks from the sticks, eh? Those Invercargill simpletons and their unthinking misgivings will be drinking their cynicism for dinner. It's uncontestable, Tim. This definitely is the district's swiftest Indian.
The district's swiftest Indian, with Tim and Phil impendingly imminent at Village Cinemas.
It isn't a chick flick. It's the choicest thought since Cole Bowl.